Chris Bowen, Shadow Treasurer, has been holding on. I really thank him for that, and he's on the line. Mr. Bowen, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Justin. Good evening. Good
this death penalty makes you sick. Sorry, as an aside, it's awful.
Yeah, it is a terrible situation for everybody involved, and we can only just hope for a better outcome. But credit to the government. They've been trying hard, as the previous government did, but it's a very difficult
situation. Doesn't look good at all. Mr. Bowen, we'll get to the spill in a moment, but I did want to start on something important, which is the budget and the economy. What do you think is going to happen? You were listening to the interview with Josh Frydenberg. What is going to happen to the GP co-payment?
Well, listening to Josh, it's just further evidence that the government just doesn't get the message. They just don't get it. You heard Josh repeating the talking points from the last 12 months that have been issued by the Prime Minister's office, which have been rejected fundamentally by the Parliament and the people. And, of course, if all this is so important, Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey could have been honest about it before the election. I think that's a big part of the problem here. They didn't tell the truth before the election, and now they're amazed that people are holding them to account for their election promises.
Well, they point the finger back at you. A lot of people point the finger back at you and say you left the books in a mess. Answer to that. You've got the right to answer
that. Well, the state of the books was very clear, and we have a thing called the Charter of the Budget Honesty, which Peter Costello introduced. I give him credit for doing it, which means that the days of new treasurers coming in saying, oh, look, the books are bare, the cupboard's bare, I have to trade for my promises, are gone. That is not credible. It is a lie.
All right. Do you think then that you, as an opposition, do you think you've been an effective opposition with this budget, or have you just been stalling it for political games?
No, I think we've got the balance right. We've passed some savings that we don't particularly like, but we recognise we're the opposition. We're not going to rewrite the budget from opposition. We've passed over $20 billion worth of savings. But there are other things which we will oppose all the way. We will oppose the cuts to the age pension. We will oppose putting people under 30 on the street by not giving them Newstart allowance. We will oppose the changes to higher education, $100,000 university degrees. We'll oppose those. We'll oppose them all the way because they're wrong. Our values tell us that they're wrong. And if the government really thought that they were the right thing to do, they should have been upfront and honest with the Australian people before the last election.
All right. Well, I guess a critic of you would say, look, you're going to have to get the books back in some way here. And if it's not through higher education, if it's not through Medicare, although that is obviously, there is talk, that's confusing, the Medicare thing. I mean, whether it goes to research or whether it goes back into the coffers, who the hell knows? But something needs to be done to pull the books back into line. What's your idea then? How do you fix it?
Well, what I've said, Justin, is that I'm not going to play the same game that the Prime Minister, the now Prime Minister and the now Treasurer played before the last election. They played Santa Claus economics. Said, we can fix it all, we can get back to surplus, there'll be no tax increases, we'll have no cuts over and above those we've announced. And it was always nonsense, and has been proven now to be nonsense. I'm not going to play that game. The Australian people are smarter than that. That's an insult to their intelligence. What I've said is that the best way back to surplus is producing better economic growth, and the budget actually reduced economic growth by its impact on consumer confidence. And I heard Josh say that confidence is up. If I heard him right, he's just plain wrong. Confidence is way down since the last federal election.
What do you base that on?
Well, I think the lack of an economic strategy from the government, and I think the people's lack of confidence in Joe Hockey as Treasurer is having a huge impact on economic confidence, both consumer confidence and the confidence of our businesses. That is very clear, and that has been a consistent trend from the time of the last election, but particularly in the lead-up to the budget and since the budget, when Joe Hockey's economic policy was laid clear to the Australian people. That's when we saw consumer confidence start to really tank, and it hasn't recovered in any meaningful sense.
If Joe Hockey can come up with a plan that will make the books look a lot better and you agree with it, will you vote with them?
Absolutely. If they come up with a plan which is fair, we will vote with it. We will vote for it. And I'll say this, I didn't quite get to finish my point just before, Justin.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's quite all right. At the next election, we will go to the election with detailed policies underpinning an alternative vision for the country. They'll be quite detailed. They'll be fully costed. They won't be universally popular. There'll be some policies we have which people don't like, but we are going to be honest with people. We are not going to play the game that they played before the last election and promise everything will be all right. Just vote for us and everything will be fine, because an economy doesn't work like that.
All right, let me give you a little scenario. Let's say that you snuck through the wrong door this morning and you stuck on a blue tie and you joined the crowd and you got a vote in that party room. What would you have voted for?
Oh, that's a big stretch, Justin, in fairness. I do have a blue tie on, but that's about as far as it goes.
They probably would have picked you out of the crowd, I would think, Chris.
Yeah, I think so. Look, it is a mess, in all seriousness. You know, Tony Abbott bound his ministers and his whips and his parliamentary secretaries to vote for him. And if they all voted for him, that means two-thirds of his backbench voted against him today. That is, frankly, that is a lethal situation for
He's a dream for you, isn't he? His numbers are appalling. Oh. This is the best-case scenario for you today.
Well,
what happened?
The fundamentals for the government are very bad. By that, I mean, you know, everybody focuses on, you know, the Prime Minister, Chief of Staff, and, you know, this person's upset and that person's upset, and all that's true. But none of that matters if the government's going well. None of that matters if the fundamental trust hasn't been broken between a Prime Minister and the people. And that's Tony Abbott's big problem here. The trust has been broken because he didn't tell the truth before the last election. He promised all sorts of things which he has been singularly incapable of delivering. And it's much worse than that. He's done the opposite of what he promised the Australian people, and I don't think he can get the trust back. And I think that's his big problem. I think his backbench has worked it out, and that's why in such large numbers today they voted against him.
A lot of people that would vote for a Chris Bowen and a Bill Shorten really like Malcolm Turnbull. You're worried about him getting the job?
Oh, no, look, we'll be ready for any eventuality. This has got a long way to go yet. I don't think it's over by any stretch of the imagination. And the Labor Party will be ready for all sorts of scenarios, whether it be early elections, late elections, change in leader, don't change leader. We'll be ready, and we're happy to have the fight. We're happy to have a contest of ideas. We'll be wanting to win the next election to get a mandate to do things for Australia. And we have an alternative vision for the nation as one that I think can stand up to scrutiny regardless of how the Liberal Party does. I think we will see continuing instability on that side of the fence because you can't have a vote like that today, which was an appalling vote for the Prime Minister, and then not be continuing instability.
Mr. Bowen, thanks very much for your time. Sorry to hold you up. I know you're on hold for a while. I appreciate it.
No problem at all.